Just something of a loose end which we have to address, which has sort of been bothering us all week. And that's the mention in Rashi of Malchi Paras. And we have to see the implications of this. Rashi is difficult for many reasons. Firstly, what exactly is the point? I mean, the fact that Malchi Paras give the Rish Galus a certain authority, is that really relevant? And how is it relevant? And Bechlal, why does Rashi need it? The Gemara has a drasha, Lo Yosef Shevet Miyehuda, and that explains that there's a special status and svara that's given to the Rashi Galios. So what exactly is Rashi trying to give us in mentioning the point about Malchi Paras? It's difficult on many levels, and exactly how does this help us to Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says it helps to Eretz Yisrael too. Malchi Paras seemingly weren't relevant to Eretz Yisrael. Their control was within the area above, though. And on top of all that, Rashi said other things until now. Initially Rashi said that they're pater milishalem if you're not the Rishus, because simply that alone. Rashi says the fact that nachas b'rishus, so we have to know if Rashi meant anything by that. We thought Rashi meant to say something, that alone is a basis to pater you. And then Rashi further says the point of Hefker based in Hefker in the Rashi Dimaslo Shevet. Again, sometimes, you know, whatever answer you give, whether it's right or not, more important is just to know the issues, know the questions. It's important to recognize that. When you see a Gemara and you see a Rashi and another Rashi, you have to identify the problems here. Yeah, sometimes the answer is Lav Dafka. One thing is Lav, other things Lav. Sometimes there's really a tremendous lumbus that you can come up with. But before you do anything, you have to know what the problem is. So you can't just make it a chunk. You notice Rashi says certain things, Tosis says certain things, Rashi says things Tosis doesn't say, Tosis says things Rashi doesn't say. This all means something. Mordechai, yes?
Just in the Pashas of the Gemara, what's the function of the Pashas? Is it a master, a medrash?
That's a very good point, so I'll answer you. And you should know the answer to some extent from Rishonim. Some Rishonim are very clear about this. The Yad Ramah specifically makes a clear statement about the pasuk is like a Doraisa. The Doraisa. Remember the lesson of the Yad Ramah? He says, yeah, that's it. The Torah says that they have the authority. That's the pshat in the pasuk. That's the drasha. It's the drasha gemura. And he even has one shot to say after, I don't know if we didn't really accentuate this, but he says it could be that the Rosh Gola, giving the shush, is equivalent of, what does he say, three smuchim. After he makes the point of Hefker based in Hefker, that work, ke Hefker based in Hefker, what does the Yad Ramah say? It's like you have three smuchim, and three smuchim, that's the Doraisa. So an individual who gets the shush, Mezgalusa, that's, we have three Elohims for three smuchim, and we have another paradigm. He's mamish running with this pasuk. That's probably the strongest formulation you'll find anywhere about that. But he does say that. Now, even if we don't go as far as that, it does seem, as we'll now see in the tour, and the Bach certainly takes the tour that way, that there's something unique to this dynasty of David. And therefore, once you start working outside of that context, what are you talking about? This is a special halacha of Natu Shesmeish Galusa. Well, yes, Shevet Miyehuda. But again, the marker to start thinking beyond that is a Rashi. And remember, this is only Rashi that says it. No one else really says it. Tosis doesn't say anything about Machi Paras, and the other Shom don't mention it either. And so that question really becomes, what is Rashi's intention? Okay, so let's go. Let's go slow. Let's take a look at the tour. The tour seems clear, although the Rivash, who had the tour before him, wanted to limit what the tour was saying, but it's far from clear that is really the pshat of the tour. Okay. Let's take a look at the words of the tour. Simen Gimel, toward the end. Does the Tilas Rishus apply today? The truth is that you can ask another question. Does Mumchal Rabbah apply today? Which is also Pasuk Pshat, it's not. The Ramah brings this in Shulchan Aruch. So we're also, someone on this level, Gamer V'Savir, do we really have it? But do we have Metzilas V'Shus today from Reish Galusa? We don't have Reish Galusa today. We don't have Shmukim and Eretz Yisrael, the equivalent of the Nasi. We don't have that. So this halacha seemingly doesn't have relevance, says the Torah. But maybe it does. What about a king? A king who has power. Well, Reish Galusa is like a king, and he has power. And what about a king that gives some kind of authorization to somebody to act as a dayan? Does that, in fact, empower him to be a dayan? Does it make him pata milishalim? Let's understand. Says the Torah v'ha'idna. Today, nowadays, she'ein lanu nitiras rishus. We don't have nitiras rishus. She'ein nitiras rishus ela mi'beis in samach v'eret Yisrael. That's what we have as far as nasi. A beis in samach. The Rambam uses the expression beis in v'eret Yisrael. The Meir thinks that both possibilities, beis in or the nasi, or omi reish galusa v'bavel. Ve'ein lanu lo zeh v'lo zeh. Now, what does the Torah mean, we don't have lo zeh v'lo zeh? Because we don't have Eretz Yisrael, we're in Europe? That's what he means. That's not what he means. Beis Yosef makes it, try to make it even more clear. What does he mean? We don't have somebody who could qualify as a Reish Galusa. Look at what he says further. Fikach yireh, d'rishus yenosin ha-melech eino klum. So a king's authorization doesn't count for anything. The Hadim Mahanin and Tilas Rishus, Yalfina Mikra, Morcha, your point. Is it a Pasuk? Is it a Drasha? Is it a Deraisa? Yalfina Mikra, I think would also point in the direction, this is the real Yalfusa. The Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, Eil Rashi Goshe Bebabel, Abu Rishus, Yenosin Amelch, Eina Kum. So he reiterates it again. And he goes on, he says, Ugdolam Yisru, Kasav HaRambam. Even more than this, the Rambam limits even that which we do derive from the pasuk about Reish Galusa. Shaktilu v'shus Reish Galusa ena moel l'misha ena mumche. Pashtus is Rodim Shan Rambam, that you have to be a mumche l'rabim, you have to be gomer v'savir, in order that the v'shus can help you for kfiya Ram holds, and also, of course, we've got the Moshalim. Shekosav, misha ena mumche, b'lo kiblo sabaridin imaleim, afi shenatu v'shus, ha'resh b'chal ba'u izroa, b'ena b'chal dayanin. So the whole thing is reversible. He has to pay, he's responsible. He has to get back, he can get back what he had somebody take pay someone else. Okay. So what does he say? Gedol Mizu, the Rambam says that the Tilas Rishus, when it does work, is only limited to a mumche. But the Torah concludes, and all this is going to find its way into Shulchan Aruch. Miu, afal pi she'ein mo Rishus HaMelech, kevan she'mekablin al sam hakola pi ksav HaMelech yichol mladun. So what doesn't work, says the Torah, Rishus HaMelech, Rishus she'nosein HaMelech. What could be acceptable? If the kahal, if the community accepts somebody as a judge, al pi ksav hamelech, so the king had something to do with it, but it wasn't the king beginning and the end. It was really the people, but the king wanted people to do this. But it came ultimately from the Kabbalah of the kahal, but it was al pi ksav hamelech. In other words, the king would send a notice, this is what we should do. And the people go along with that ksav, with that message, with that letter. But it's the kahal who are accepting. That would be okay. But stam reshus hamelech to somebody without the kahal's embrace, that would not work. Why? Says the Torah. Again, the point. Because had the mahanin tiras reshus yalfino mikra the loyas shevet Yehuda, as the drasha tells us. Let's read up carefully in the Beis Yosef and the Bach here what to make of this tour. There really are two inyanim to think about as far as the Rishus HaMelech, at least if you hold like the Rush, that Reish Galusa can even take somebody who's not a Dayan who's not a proper dayan, and make him a dayan, even if it's not savir. And of course, there's also the issue of tumah lishalech. So it would seem that the Torah is going on every level. The shus hanach is ein kum, it's nothing. As we'll soon see, eventually the rivash wanted to distinguish between the two points. When we say b'shus hanach ein kum, that's only insofar as making a dayan out of somebody who's not. So that might work by Reish Galusa. That's because the Rush holds that Reish Galusa can do that. We saw the Shita Sarash, right? Not like the Rambam. Pashtus, it's against the Rambam. But what the Melech could not do, says the Rivash, is that. But what could he do? He could allow for someone who's already a Gamav Savir, who would otherwise be Chayv Shalem, to be Patmusha. And again, that's not the way it would seem from the language of the Torah, but that's what the Rivash wanted to say, even Bedas HaTur. If it's not Bedas HaTur, then the Rivash is cholik on the Torah, and the Shach is going to say, yeah, so it's cholik on the Torah, but it's possible to say not like the Torah. Let's see the Beis Yosef, and maybe in the Bach here. The Ha'idna says the Beis Yosef on the right. She'en lo nantiros v'shus, intiros v'shus elom beit, and samach ver tisrael b'ish galusa, b'perkab v'sanhedrin, of course, quotes our Gemara, whole Gemara, a couple lines, okay, and then he brings Pirish Rashi, Shevet Lashon Svara, Hefker Beis and Hefker, fine. Next paragraph. U'mashe kashe b'beinu v'ein lanu lo zeh v'lo zeh, b'fikach yira yiroi d'rishus hanusin hamelech ein akum, do adamani v'tilas rishus yalfin mekwad liyas yivihuda, and so on. Nivshatev v'rabbeinu l'chora nira. You might say, by reading the words, that the eretz yisrael u'bavel tal yamosa. Now, what was the Torah's point? We don't have, the Melech can't count anything because it's, we learn now from the Pasuk which discusses Babel and Eretz Yisrael. That's what one could be led to think. The Torah is saying it's got to be limited to there. So you can't go to any other region and start allowing for this halacha. But he says that's not shat the Torah at all. Well, the Torah doesn't mean because it's a location. It's not about location, it's about yichus. The Hakpralo tell Musa Bava Yosef Mishtar Chutz Laretz, not because we're not in Bava today. Ela Bezera Yehuda tell Yemus. In other words, we'd fear we could trace somebody back to Yehuda, and the king would give them the authorization. What would the Beis Yosef say? Bedas HaTur? Does he have to be a Rosh Gola? No. But at least he has the yichus. Kidur siv lo yaseh shevet miyehuda, v'nasi shemer et Yisrael, v'reish galusa shebebavel, miser beiz david hayu, nesim shemer et Yisrael, v'han ekevos, we saw this in Tosis, all coming together. Rashi go, yaseh shebebavel, me'ascharim, v'mishim hachi me'hasim lach alo mahani, k'ma shekasu la Tosis, v'shem ha'yushalmi, k'layim perek tes. That's why Eretz Yisrael cannot create netilas b'shus results for Bavel, because Bavel has something more than Eretz Yisrael, because his yichus is stronger. It's from the father. But now says, but understand, within the context of the Reish Gola and the Nasi, he says something more than Rashi here. I think you should notice. Ushnehem hamelcha yinosem l'reshus God. What's Shnehem? What does he mean by Shnehem? No? Yeah. Do you see this in Rashi? What do we see in our Rashi? Reish Galusa was not the Rishus Mimachi Paras. The Beis Yosef, for some reason, I see they have the Lamed Beit, but I don't know where it goes, so it's probably further down the page. I have to check, but maybe someone is pointing out this Ha'ara. But Shneim HaMelcha Yosef Rishus Ladon. Yeah, that's something new. We didn't see that in Rashi at all, that the Nasi somehow got some authority from the Melech. If anything, I could make a strong case to say no, not at all. It's a different type of a svara, as we were medayik yesterday very well from the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, right, and even in the Yad somewhat. The halacha of Nesiyim Mechokek is a svara of Torah. It's a softer touch. It's a different type of svara. The svara of the Reish Galusa, that's brute force. That's political power. Where do we speak about the Melech granting authority? That's within the svara of Reish Galusa. That's so he's no Tereshus from the Melch Machi Paras, let it be. But the Svar Barak Yisrael, that's not come from Machi Paras. That's inherent in their Torah. Yeah, so I don't know why he assumes here Shneya, especially since Rashi in no way indicates that. Okay, don't tzarech you. But he says, he explains why it is that both needed. Why did they need the king's authority? The Elmolei Kain were not for the king having granted the authority to Shneihem, lo yirashoim lodon b'nei ha-melech shem yishabayim tachas yado. So he introduces a whole mitzvah here, historically, that whoever it was, be it the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, be it the Rish Galusa, they have the yichus, but the yichus will only take them so far. How are you going to exercise that yichus in the real world in terms of the power that the office brings to you? It's only because whoever is over you from the Umas HaOlam is okay with that. And that's why they're able to exercise the koach to be done. That's what he writes. And Moli came, Loi Rashem Lodin, Neham Melch Shem Mishmur Tachas Yadu. So it's clear that it's not just about Bob and Eretz Yisrael, it's about the Yichus. And also that the king was giving them Rishus. When the Torah writes, what does he say? Ein lanu lo zeh ve lo zeh. He says it earlier, right? What did he say?
The beginning.
So given the fact that we don't have someone from Beis David, Rishus Tinoshin Amelach Misha Eina Mishavet Yehuda Eina Kum Dahad Demahin Tivas Rishus Yalfin Mikrad Yashtim Yehuda Alma Bezerah Shevet Yehuda Talia Av Rishus Tinoshin Amelach Misha Eina Mishavet Yehuda Eina Kum. So how is the Rav Yosef interpreting the Torah? What the Torah is saying is not that the Melach is not relevant for the Koach of the Reish Galusa or the Nasi. It's just that it doesn't work for someone who doesn't have their own inherent yichus. There has to be a yichus already, because the Torah speaks about this koach in the pasuk about Yehuda. So it's yichus of Reish Galusa is Ben Achaben, and yichus of Nasi is Mekevos, but either way, they stem from Yehuda. It would sound like, Lo Yitzuyah, hypothetically, if there'll be a person who could trace his yichus back to Yehuda, and there's a king in that locale that decides to give this person koach laden, and maybe yes, but Torah says we don't have that. That Metzius is just hypothetical, it's not true. And that's how he reads it in the Torah. One could have taken the Torah perhaps in a whole different way. How could we have taken the Torah? The Torah is basically dismissing the whole Rashi. In other words, don't make anything out of the Shus of the Melech. What matters is the yichus, and that's what the Torah discusses, and that's the only relevant factor. But Yosef doesn't go that far. He says that, yeah, the king does empower, but who does he empower? Someone who has already certain qualifications, and someone who doesn't have qualifications, the king will not be able to empower them. Gedalia and Nachum.
So when the Beis Yosef says Rishus Shinos Narav for Misha Eino Mishav Yehuda.
Yeah.
That's referring to like an individual, or
yeah.
Why? But the whole time he's talking about Nasi and Reish Galusa, I would say that the only time the Melech is giving over.
I don't know. You're saying, you know, it sounds like it has to be some kind of a, maybe he'll make him everything. I'll make him a Reish Galusa place. Maybe he'll make him a Reish Galusa. I don't know if that's really what it is, though. Hashtas, he doesn't make him a Reish Galusa either. It sounds like he give him authority, Ladun.
Why would it matter? Why would a dying matter whether you're from Yehuda or not?
It should be anyone then.
No, because we're talking about a special din, like Pater Melishalem, or for the Rambam, they could be Kofa. So that's something, let's say, Pater Melishalem has to be through the mechanism of L'Yasa Shevet Yehuda. So if the king will pick somebody like that, they can give them. That's the halacha, that's the Gveras HaKasa, the king can do that.
The Reish Galusa could give Rishus to anybody, even not someone from Yehuda. When it says that the...
Oh, the Reish Galusa can give. Yes, yes.
So if it's someone on a regular Hedio, why would Hedio have to be from Yehuda?
One second. So you, what are you asking? Saying the king...
I thought that this line is saying that the king is only able to give over to a Reish Galusa or Nasi when
and
they
then,
are...
And they can give over.
Right, but they have to be from Yehuda.
But they cannot, the king cannot give direct. The Shush, the notion of Melch Mish, knows us, you mean. You're learning, maybe you're correct. The Yosef is saying this, that the king gives Rishus to somebody to be able to be Nosei Rishus.
The
Rishus.
Meaning the Reish Galusa or the Nasi.
And what we have later, that's the reverse, that's coming later on. So, that person that I, they're not Reish Galusa, let's say the person would be Shevet Yehuda. Let's say the person would be Shevet Yehuda. And the king says, I want to give you Rishus to be the one to give Rishus. Would that work? Who made him a Reish Galusa? Can the king make him a Reish Galusa? Who makes a person a Reish Galusa? We saw the Rambam yesterday. What did the Rambam say? Anshei? Who remembers the lesson of the Rambam? What did the Rambam say? Who makes a Nasi a Nasi? No. The Nasi, the Rambam says, was... Was it Sanhedrin? Who made the Nasi Nasi? Mm-hmm. But who made the Reish Galusa appointed? Who appointed it? Anshei Makomo. Not the king. Could be a king mixed in, meddled with the politics, I don't know, but Lamai said the Ramses was the people. So what could he mean though? So what do you mean? He makes somebody from Shevet Yehuda into a Reish Galusa. That's why I originally thought he meant
I understood as the king just can't say to anyone you have Rishus, they have to be
Rishus to give Rishus or Rishus
right,
Lada, which one? You're saying Rishus to give Rishus.
If he's already a Reish Galusa.
He's a very Reish Galusa. So why is he talking about someone who's not Meshavet Yehuda? Of course he's not Shevet, he can't be Reish Galusa anyway. Rishus Shemaz Machmish Eno Meshavet Yehuda Eno Kum. What does that mean exactly? What Rishus are we discussing here?
It says Rishus Ladun, though. Yeah. Earlier it says Rishus Ladun.
Yeah, when he said before, Shneem HaMelech, you know, saying Rishus Ladun.
It's not Rishus to give Rishus.
Right, Shneem HaMelech, so that means that means it's assuming like we said in the Iri, for example, yesterday. The Reish Galusa would also judge. Reish Galusa would judge, and Nasi would judge, and they can also give over to someone else the authority to judge.
Earlier, didn't we understand it as it not being totally on whether it was being totally on the muckle?
Right, it's not about the muckle. It's not about, that's what he says. Don't read the Torah as if it matters about the muckle. What matters is.
He's contrasting, now he's saying the guy has to be from the class.
Right, and muckle. The Torah means that as well. He has to be from Zerah David. And the kings, even though the kings gave Rishus Gadun to the Nasi, to Reish Galusa, that's where they were able to do it. And again, it means that they could do it and they could give it to others as well. But that would never work if we're talking about somebody who's not from Shevet Yehuda. So what does that mean? He can't make them a Reish Galusa? Let's say he didn't make them a Reish Galusa. A real question is this. If you would be somebody from Shevet Yehuda, and the king would, and you knew it, and you could prove it, and the king would want to give them Rishus Lada, but they're not a Reish Galusa. Could that person judge? And could that person make others judge? Let others judge.
You thought maybe he was possibly addressing that like in the next Pes Yosef? Or is it like...
Which one? Next Masha Kosef with Golem Yisru? What's the next Masha Kosef with Golem Yisru? The Rambam? Divya Rambam, Hem Perakei Sanhedrin? Neper Ben Rai Lidvarav, Umi She'en Amumcheb, Nasr Melch Vishuz Gadun? She'en Lo Din Reish Galusa, Afa Pishu Mizera David.
Don't just think just because you're from Zerah David that it's automatically going to work with Shus in the Melech. You also have to be a Mumcha also.
So how is that supporting what he said before?
Because before he said that you have to be from Shevet Yehuda, but in the next one he's saying...
Not only do you need to be a Mumcha, you need to be a Mumcha as well. Yeah. So it means that he's showing me, we ought to make you a Reish Galusa. So in other words, the Rishus we're discussing is Rishus to become a Reish Galusa. So this seems, to me sounds like it's different than what we saw in the Rambam, that the Rambam says a Reish Galusa becomes a Reish Galusa with the people's Haskama. I understand that practically speaking the authorities might be necessary here, but this is a departure from what we've seen so far. I mean, he says early, Ilmale came by Yerushalayim Ladun. I understand, that doesn't mean that they made him a Reish Galusa. Okay, the truth is that that's not the only way to read the Torah. Even if they're saying what you're saying, the Bach, The back, go to the back, you see there's a different reading of the Torah somewhat. Look at the back first, back on the first page, by Idna. Adil El Koi, going on before, be Nakat Rashusa Mishkalusa, the Kama. And here the Bach is very clear as far as what the Torah wants to say. I think it's a little bit different than the Vesir. The Kamar, the Rishus Tinoshin Amelech Laman de Gomer Velo Saber Lo Mahani. That's starting off that he's a Gomer Velo Saber. Velo Dami Rishus Tinoshin Melech Paras Kavesh Galusa de Bavel. It's totally unlike the Rishus that the Melech Paras gave the Resh Galusa. Dahabi Mahani. Shigam Resh Galusa Yenoshin Rishus Lacherim Baum Mimakam Melech Paras. The Resh Galusa can make someone else authorized and that person stands in place of the king. The Nomar, we should therefore say, the Koshkeng, Shanelch Atmanos Mishus de Moel. So, according to the Bach, what is the Torah looking to do? He's coming to say clearly, Afukehu, against whose Shita? Who is it that the Rishosu quotes in a little bit in the Bach of the Lego de Rivash? Don't tell me that if there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin Dapay that says that Rashi Gola are authorized Mamachi Paras, then you can also get Rishus from Mamachi Paras directly. Don't say that Lohi. Why can't you say that? The Hasa Matora Zichsalahem. Hear what he says. The Torah gave them privileges. The Gzeira Sakasavi. Again, Gzeira Sakasavi. The Sibiyasa Shevet Mihuda. Lefigach eno elazer David, avishus shenosin amelach lanu, shein yidua etzleinu demezer David anu boyin to someone one of us eno moel, afil gamen below savil. What's the gedolim izos of the Rambam hachi pirusha? He wants to address the gedolim izos. Afil rishus mirish galusa the other famous rishus based in kedusha pekam sanhed more than the nasi. Afil lachi u'mahani le'enu mumcha de gamme v'lo savir. I've got to do it day mahani v'shus ha mevesh galusa u gamme v'lo savir. V'yikom v'shus ha melech v'ade lo mahani klav. Now there's a coin to the Shita Sarash that a mevesh galusa can grant gamme v'lo savir but a melech can't. And the Rambam says even mevesh galusa can't. Okay. Now comes the real sticking point of the Rivash versus the Tur. So far what is he making clear? That the melech cannot empower somebody who is what? What level? What level knowledge? Gamer v'losavir. What about someone who's a gamer v'losavir? So what's going to be the nafkamina? Gabi what? Okay, so if you hold you can't be kofir, then it'll be nafkamina for kfiya. And if you could be kofir, like Tosis and Rasei, it will be nafkamina for what?
To
Mishalim. Can the Melech do that? I realize, Menachem, I never took your question before. Please.
Ma, I was just wondering, for the Rambam, so to what extent are we going to say now that the Reish Galusa is only the Malko Melech? Meaning, you know, what qualities of a Melech, is he taking on Malko Melech, isn't he taking on?
So, keep in mind that the Rambam never mentioned any mention of the Malki Paras.
Right.
So, I would say it's straight from the Torah. Just like there's a notion of a melech during Bayis Rishon, as we know, the whole kingdom of Malchus Yehuda. So that idea of Malchus and Yehuda actually continued in history through the Rashi Gola. Within the system of Gola Zakaria, so we had people who had the Naila of Melech. And that was that whole chain over all those years. They acted in the capacity of a melech. You see from the pasuk that there's such a notion. He has to shave it in Yehuda. Eilu Rashi goes to above him. Can Moka Melchin Om din? That's the lesson of Rambam and the Ran and other and where the Niri maybe said also melech. Yeah. Kentosis didn't say melech. It's interesting. So that's it. You see from the Chumash. Tosis talking about the Yichus though. Now comes the real sticking point. This. Let's leave for a second the Bach here, the Venera. Let's see the reverse quoted by the Beis Yosef, and then you'll see the Bach, how the Bach is clearly saying that Tur disagrees with the reverse. Take a look now, further along in the Beis Yosef, on the third page on Amud Lamed Hey. So the Torah says the Rishus HaMelech doesn't work. What can work? There'll be a letter of the king, and the people will go along with that. And that's what's called a karas de besuria, that you can make, people can decide to make even ignoramuses into dayan. There's no one else, so a karas de besuria. Ayin barivash, there's a rivash of Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, I'm reading from Beis Yosef. Kishon herach bedinim asit beshaich le Simon Zeh. The gam benyin hasmicha shenogim ashkenazim, because of Shach. The rivash had the tour's words, and the rivash says that the tour didn't mean all the way that even if the only thing at stake is Tur Milishalim, still the king cannot help in that vein to give someone who's a Mumcha L'Rabim the immunity to be part of Milishalim. The Tur didn't say that. The Tur never only meant someone who's not on the level to be Gamer Mesavim. That's all the Tur meant to say. Says the Rivash, says the Rivash, pshat in the Torah is efsher, you're not even sure, efsher, dahainu misha ina mumche, dahainu gamet v'lo sadir, that someone like that, the reish galusa or anasi yechom lasis galushus came into gamir kemoshe kasim sham, who holds this way, the gamvul osaber could get rishus reish galusa ladin. The rush, the Rambam, we weren't so sure. The Rambam could very well be arguing like this. Not so clear in the Rambam, but the Rambam seems to say a mumche. But the rush says even the gamvul osaber, the rush in the fourth parak. And here it just says you don't even need to be but that's true only for a Reish Galusa to do that, or Nasi. Who cannot do that? The Melech. The Lo HaMelech came in the Lo Savir. However, says the Rivash, Avo ben Mumche, the Gamer B'Savir, Shem Min Hadin Yachol Adin B'Yichid B'Loishus. He already has what it takes to be a judge by himself, the Gamer Mumche Lo Rabin. Says the Rivash, how do I know that? Simple. What does that mean? The Melech can be no less than who? The Reish Galusa, who himself is Asi Machmasei. What does that mean? Asi Machmasei. He comes from him. Words, where does the authority of the Reish Galusa derive? From the Melech. And the Reish Galusa can exempt somebody from paying. Where does that Koach of Hefka Basin come from that he can exempt someone from paying? From the Melech. No? So if the Melech will give directly the Reshus for somebody Patim Milishalim, if he's a Mumcha L'Rabim, he's already a Mumcha, certainly he's Patim Milishalim. It's not going to be any less than if the Reish Galusa would do that. That's the Rivash. So why the Torah says that the king can't do it? The king can't do what? Going to the Rivash. What? That's the Rivash. No, says the Bach. Go back to the Bach now. Wait, go back to the Bach. No, that's not correct on the Torah. The Nira, by the way, the hand is. The Nira. The pointer. The Nira. The Ladas Rabbeinu, meaning the Torah. Hu Hadin. Says the Bach, the Mumche, the Gomer, the Savir, Lo Mahani, Rishus HaMelech. Gabi what? Gabi Tomil Shalim. The Afo Gab, the Yochel Adin, the Kfi, Afir Blon, Afir Rishus, that's Rabbeinu. Even though he could judge Bal Kocham according to the Rosh of the Tour, the Komokom. Came in Dim Tom, the Shalim, Kedikat Sabi Simchatei, Im Kate, Ein Rishus HaMelech, Mowil, Opat Mitesh Lumin. Even on the, put all the Kofagim Mukhlab into the hopper. Not just Gamma Besavir, we talked about other things in Mumchel Rabim. What else did we say is necessary? Menusa, experience, all that, he has it all. Menusa, Kamashanim, Velo Chazin, Betausa, Shuragon said, Lo Mahani Mishos Anel, Chapad Betash Lumin. Who is this against? Udelo! Thought even in the Torah like that. It won't help a Gamer B'Savir. It won't even help someone who's a Gamer B'Savir plus and the Nusa and all the things that Shmir Gaon writes. No. The Lesser. and he brings it from the Rambam and so on, he brings it from the Rambam and so on. So what does it mean? A melech can't do it. Why? So what would be the reasoning? Why can't the melech do it? Why? He should be any less than the Rosh Kahusa that comes Machmasay? What? The Pasuk. The Yichus. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings two shittas on this question. In Siman Gimel, the very end of Siman Gimel and the Ramah. Hagah. Zak Ramah. Rishus shenosin hamelech bizman hazeh eino klum. Who's he following? Who's he quoting here? The tour. Miu im kiblu hakol ha-piksav ha-melech yachol yitladim. V'yesh omrim d'im gomer v'savir mahanilei rishus ha-melech. Who's that? The Rivash. Now, see if you can mechav into a gra here. Okay, so there's a whole tumo, the Rivash, the tour, mean it, tour, not mean it, the shach, the smab, the seder. But let's go right to the suah shana gemara. To say that it works for the king to give Rishus Patim Elishalim by Yigam Evisavir, where would you track that in the Sugya? Who would you point to? Rashi. If you want to go with the Shita that it doesn't work, where would you track that in the Sugya in Hayamid Aleph? Everywhere else, okay, but point somewhere else. Tosis. And that's the Gra. The Gra, that's his thing. In other words, Mamish, everything is going back to the Makoros. So on the first part of the Ramah that says Rishus Shenosein, the Melech is Eino Klum, says the Gra Kepir Shatosus Div Maschel Dehacha. That's the Tosus that talks about the Maila Bish Galusa is a function of what? That he has the Yichus from Zcharim, and he's okay, but it's all about that. Abo Pirsh Rashi Sham Sherodim. According to Rashi, says, what did Rashi say of this in Rodin? What did Rashi add? Malchi Parah says the Gra, Koshkin, Umelkash, Moshe Mahani. So the Rivash is rooted in the Rashi. And that's the Yeshomim, that's Rashi. So according to the Gra, that's where it lines up. If you take the Rashi, you run with the Rashi, then you end up with the Rivash. If you ignore the Rashi, dismiss the Rashi, you don't know what to do with the Rashi, I don't know, but basically you go with Tosus, then basically the Melch is irrelevant. But of course, Rashi said something. Anyway, you look at it, you have to know what to make of the Rashi. What do you make of the Rashi? If you go with the Rivash and you assume that that's correct, so what does it tell you about the koach here of the Reish Galusa to make some part of Melishalim? What does it emanate from? Svara. And it's a Hefker based in Hefker. And the Hefker based in Hefker is a function of Svara. And that Svara need be Jewish Svara? No. Need be Yichus Svara? No. Ultimately, the Svara can come from Dinah, the Malchus Adina paradigm, can come from Malchus Yaakov, and the fact remains, Patim Melishalim, and the Torah validates that. The only question, I guess, you wonder about, so what do you need the special Xeris HaKasuv of what? Yes. You have to shave it Me'yehuda. It's really not about the Yichus per se. Not clear? The Tumim is not convinced that Rashi actually meant any of this. The Tumim, he has major problems with this Rivash. The Tumim here and Siman Gimel. Nahanigay Rishus HaMelech. I says, okay, seems to be a machlokas. The Shach agrees with the Rivash. And even if the Torah didn't mean it, but the Rashi's could be correct, because it's just the Reish Galusa of the king. If it works from the Reish Galusa from the king, it could work directly from the king. He says, I don't get it. The Didit Sarachim. Kol Rayaso is me Rashi. The whole proof is from Rashi. The Mepharish and the Sea and Mikri Machoke, Reish Galusa Shevet, Lerado, Sa'am, the Makel, Sheish, Reish Galusa, Reshus Machi Paras. So therefore, who are them Bisman Azeh? No thing that Echad Melech Moshe Eretz Vodin Blishpot. He says, I don't get it. That's not the Iker Hatan. Nobody can avoid the fact that the power is resting in him because of the yichus that the Torah is acknowledging, the Zera David component. And so he is by the Nasiim. That's what we're talking about, the Zera David. And he brings Tosus, the Charm, the Kavos, Yerushalmi. V'lo heivanti d'veri vash. He says, I b'chol don't understand. Because he has koch machparas. All it is about koch machparas. How does that justify granting rishus to Eretz Yisrael? Malchei paras ruled in Eretz Yisrael. See, he brings gemaras. It's not true. Malch paras mashab is man rebbe v'dor shalachah b'Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was under Rome, not under Persia. The Rosh Gola was beholden to Paras, and Eretz Yisrael was under the rule of Rome. There was no Melch Paras, no Mishal in Eretz Yisrael. Ech nasam Melch Mishus Vodim B'medina Mashem Tachas Mishalto V'napochu Napochu. The Rebbe Vadahari Mishus would be Kesa Antoninus Mishal is a Kesa B'chom. If anything, Rome had greater influence beyond Eretz Yisrael than Paras had beyond Bavel. Amazing Kasha. So even Rashi, nobody can say this. It's not conceivable. It's not that the king, Zera David, lo ha'oz v'amimshala rishus min ha'shamayim. Rishus is not melech paras. Rishus is min ha'shamayim. Ki l'sir beis David dino boga mishpat, n'sir Eretz Yisrael, mitzah nekeva, wasn't as strong as those who mitzah nescharim. It's interesting. Pause for a second. So we have to know Pshat and Rashi now. This tour is referenced by the Marsha. I don't know if anyone caught that. The Marsha and the Chiddush HaGadol. So the Marsha points to the Gemara here, and there's not that quotes the drasha of Shevet and Mechokek, and also in another Gemara. Where else does Mark quote it? In Ahori Yisrael Aleph. And what's the discussion in Ahori Yisrael Aleph from both sides? What's the discussion? Rebbe wondered, would I be chayiv to bring a sawyer if should I do an avera? Am I considered nasi for that halacha? And the answer was no, because look, shevet is trumping machokek, and in Babel you have shevet, and you're only machokek. So that's why you're not chayiv a sawyer. Now, let's ask yourself a simple question. Let's assume like the reverse for a second. That the koach of Reish Galusa derives from where? From the Melech. So then what is the Gemara bringing this drasha here? For what purpose? To explain where the power comes from? No, the power comes from the Melech. So why is the Gemara quoting the Pasuk? For what specific issue? To show he's higher than the Nasi. Right. Whereas if you don't hug the Rivash, and you hold that it's the power comes from the Torah, and that Melech Paras is irrelevant, then the Gemara is quoting it for that alone. Not just for the Nasi, Shevet, Ovmach, but actually for the actual Halach itself. Now, the Marsha says, let's look at the fact that the Gemara is quoted in two different places, this drush of Shevet and Machokin. Now, when it comes to Halach of Sayir, bring a sayer. Who brings a sayer? A melech. What kind of a melech? A melech Mizera David, or even a melech Malchi Yisrael? Malchi Yisrael. So it comes out that when the Gemara in Horius quoted this drasha, it couldn't be interpreted as quoting it specifically for the koach itself of you have to be fitting within this pasuk profile, this pasuk, in order to bring a sayer. No, you don't have to fit the profile. You could be a Nasi from some other way, not within Yehuda, and you can also bring a Sayyid. So the reason the Gemara quotes the Pasuk is specifically about showing why the Nasi is beholden to the Reish Galusa. Whereas in our Gemara, so if you want to make our Gemara parallel to that Gemara, then it comes out that the Gemara is only bringing it for the same reason. But as far as the power is concerned, the power comes not from here necessarily. Just like you could bring a sayer if you're not from the Zera David, so you could also give authority to someone other if you're not Mizera David. So that's what the Mashal prays with over here. He says, no, you could split the Gemaras and say, when it comes to that Rach of Sayer, so then it could be that you don't need that Zera David for that. You just need what's called Nasi from the Pasuk in Vayikra. When it comes to the Inyan over here of Havkas, of giving Rishus Ladun, then the notion of Din is already specifically associated with Zera David. That's what he wants to say. And he quotes the tour here. He says, from that Gemara, you would be led to conclude that, no, if you have a Nasi Mishar Shvatim, who has Netilas Rishus Min HaMalchus Mahani, just like you see in Horius, that you can have a Melech, not to Malchus Beis David, and he can bring a Sayer too, if he didn't have someone above him. So the Mashal says, Yeshu Yashev, the Inyan Sa'ir, which is a function of the Pasuk that says, Mitzvos Hashem Elokav, anyone who is the highest authority that there is, that he doesn't have to answer to anyone but to God, Misha Engel Agav Hashem Elokav, doesn't matter what Shevet he comes from. But if he is considered the ultimate authority and he sins, that's Svaruhu, that Engachal Dimachi Yisrael Malchus Beis David. And the purpose of bringing that drasha there is not to limit it to Malchus Beis David, but to show me that Reish Galusa is higher than Nasi Shemeret Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Horius. However, when it comes to Netilas Rishus Dahacha, Dilo Asya Elamikra Dilyasa Shevet Miyehuda, Tzadir Mizera Shevet Yehuda Talyam Nosa, and Yosef Mizera David, and the Torah could be correct. It's an interesting cheshbon of the Mashal. So if it's clear, everybody, it's an interesting nekuda. What is the purpose of the Gemara bringing this brush? But the Tumim, back to the Tumim. The Tumim does not understand how Rashi could have meant anything that anyone attributed to him in the way of that the power derives from the Melech. If you learn it that way, you have to say this is the Svara Halacha of Hefker Beis Din. Hefker, whoever the Svara is, says the Tumim. So what's the Pshat in the Rashi? Very simple. Mashikasa Rashi nothing with Melech Rishus. Kavanasa Refaresh Hey Chayyem Koch Uradus of the Makel. How could they have the Koch practically to discipline the people? They had the secular authorities that were ruling the country. So how could they go ahead and discipline somebody and force somebody to comply with whatever they said? They have to answer to the Malchi Paras. So Rashi said, yeah, but the king lets him. So it's just a simple historical piece of information to help us understand the Neat Metzius here. But not that's where the power derives. The power derives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how is the power practically implemented? Because no one brought the Malchi Paras let them. And that's all. And that, he says, is Meduik in the lesson of the Beis Yosef, the line that we read before, Shereshus HaMelech Chaya Delulei King Ohev Efshari Ladun. Strange is the Beis Yosef said it for both of them, the Nasi and the Reish Galusa. L'chor Rashi didn't say it by the Nasi. If anything, you should say by the Nasi, it was the Romans that let them do it. But why did Rashi say that? So his pshat is also not a super pshat in Rashi. L'maisa, you don't want Rashi to be saying a new yesod. I understand, and it, also because then how does it work with the other earlier Rashi's that we had that we tried to work out? But then again, to say that Rashi only leaves it as well, how can they get away with it? What about the Malchi Paras? So why didn't Rashi ask the same question by the Nasi? Maybe we could just suggest a little bit of a different knetch, but along the lines of the Tumim. If we can't leave it totally like, you know, without anything. Maybe Rashi's point is this. The Tumim said that Rashi was bothered by how do they exercise their power. Weren't the Persians going to stop them if they didn't like what they were doing? And the answer is the Persian kings let them do what they were doing. But the power derives from Hashem. So that pshat is maybe a shtickle dochik in Rashi. Maybe we'll say it this way. The Gemara says Shevet versus Machokek. which means that Shevet works even in Eretz Yisrael. Mechokek cannot trespass on the turf of Bavel. Why can't the Koach of the Nesim in Eretz Yisrael impact on Bavel? Why? Why? Why not? Understand, so relative to say that Mechokek is one notch below, but so what? If someone will give smicha in Eretz Yisrael, can the person dan din knasus in Bavel?
Yes.
He saw explicitly that, the Rambam. So why can't a tiras resource from a nasi or beis din work in Bavel? I was thinking maybe Rashi's point is just a net, not nekuda. Because that will be undermined. Because the Reish Galusa himself, they themselves per se would not be the barrier to the Nesius having their Nesius Meshus operate in Bavel. What's the barrier to the Nesius in Eretz Yisrael operating in Bavel? The Malchi Paras. In other words, the Malchi Paras that gave the Meshus to the Reish Galusa is not relevant so much for the Reish Galusa's power. That's derived from the Mitzukim. But it's the reason that the Machokik, which is on a lower level to begin with, cannot infringe an impact in Bavel, because Bavel, the Malchi Paras had the Malchi Paras were authorizing the Reish Galusas, and that was it. They're not going to stand for any type of an additional authority, sovereign authority that's going to come in and affect who's judging who. So the Machshava is that Rashi mentions it again to answer a side point. Remember, the two members saying it's just explain how they could exercise their rights. I'm saying maybe it's mentioned to explain why the Nesiim couldn't have the authority extend to Bavel because of the Malchi Paras, who gave Rishus exclusively to who? To Reish Galusa, not to anyone from another place. Maybe Rashi had that in mind. Again, it's all without the Rivash. The Rivash goes with Rashi and takes it in a whole different direction. The power does come from the Melech. If you don't go that way, you want to make Rashi similar to the tour, and then you have to say something. Why did Rashi mention? No one else mentions it. Maybe Rashi is just trying to answer a side issue. Maybe this issue is why couldn't Eretz Yisrael the two Meshus operate above? The answer is because since practically it couldn't be condoned by Malchi Paras, therefore it won't work. No. Yeah.
Aren't Pesukim really like sort of not playing as much of a factor?
So you have to say that's also part of it. In other words, were Mechokek to be the same as Shevet, could be that the Malchi Paras wouldn't be able to, given the fact that they're ready on a notch below, and then they're infringing on Mechokek, and Mechokek has Malchi Paras, so that's why they can't, you have to maybe some kind of a tzivah for you. Yeah, Dalia.
I wanted to suggest something interactive.
Please, by all means.
Feel free to come in my place,
okay.
Maybe Rashi's addressing how we know Shevet is referring to the Reish Galusa. So he's saying, meaning Shevet means a staff. So he's saying like the Malchi Paras extended his staff to the Reish Galusa.
He extended his staff to the Reish Galusa.
Meaning Lodis or Shevet? How do we know it's referring to the Reish Galusa?
Okay, because Rodinus on the Shevet. The Brisa says why? Because they Rodinus on the Shevet. That's what you did.
Rashi's saying that.
Because that's what they did. They would be able to leverage people physically. That's the point of the drasha. Forget the Malchi Paras. What does it mean in the drasha? We also shevet me Yehuda. Ehu Rashi goes to Yeron and says, "Sell b'shevet." What's a shevet? A shevet is a rod. It means it's a weapon. So that's their power. They can police. They can police people. They can control people. That they've got the baton. They've got the club. That's the Pesach Pshat.
I understood the Rodin Sa'am B'Shevet means they're able to be Rodin Sa'am because of the Shevet of the Malchi Paras.
I mean, I hear what you're trying to say. The Shevet is Malchi Paras, but that's not the Pesach Pshat. The Pesach Pshat is Shevet means a club, right. and they use
so
the club.
Whatever we're assigning it to, we're just being brought to like tell us that the Shevet goes with Bavel and that the Mechovek goes
yes.
to the,
yes.
How do we know that Shevet is inherently stronger than Bava? I mean, it's like sort of a given.
Well, the Gemara is seeing that Shevet is a force that's a stronger force. Why is physical force stronger than than words?
Because the Gemara just like divides it, but they don't. And they sort of just like take it as a given that like
Hasim Shevet, right? Hacha Shevet Hasim Achokik. Yeah. I guess if you're speaking about the realm of Turmi L'Shalem, I can hear that somewhat, because Turmi L'Shalem is a physical manifestation of, you know, whose money is who. So which power speaks more to Hefker based in Hefker? The power of the law or the power of the stick?
Well, that's only if we're going to say that it's coming from Hefker
based in Hefker. I see. Yeah, well, many Rishonim do that. Yeah, that makes sense, right? If you, yeah. I mean, one way or another, it's Hefker based in Hefker. Whether it's Hefker based in Hefker on the money, or Hefker based on the people who judge on the money, it's the same thing. It still boils. We said yesterday that Hefker based in Hefker means that they have the power to appoint judges. Why? They can appoint judges who are going to rule about people's money, because since they can make people's money disappear, they become ownerless. So therefore, they have the power to appoint dayanim to rule about people's money, because the whole system of justice is about mammonus, and they have the power of a mammon, so mammon of sibur. So therefore they can point the yad. So again, but what's going to be more direct influence on that? Maybe the shevet more than the mechokik. Maybe, yeah.
If we understand like machay paras as sort of like this, the reason why the mechokik can't be judging. So wouldn't it make more sense for Rashi to have mentioned that when talking about Mechokek?
Yeah. I had that question too. Yeah. In other words, I'm not going to go be as bold as say that there should be a different Divrei Maaseh. It would be nicer if the Rashi would have said it on the Divrei Maaseh Mechokek. Yeah. But Rashi had to say it because of what's coming. Okay. Yeah. Rabosai, let's see the Tosis then. Okay. Rabba Bar Chana. So we go back to the story in the Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara had a question of Mehacha, Mehasam Lahacha, right? Mehasam Lahacha Mai. Would Netilas Rishus in Eretz Yisrael impact in Bava? And the answer is, listen to the story, Rabba Bar Chana made a mistake. He made a mistake when he was judging where? In Bavel, came back to Chavchi in Eretz Yisrael, and he was told, in Kibbul Chalaya, then you pater, otherwise you have to pay. I had Rishus. In Eretz Yisrael, the Teretz is, it doesn't work, Mehasam Lahach. Who is this individual? Rabba Bar Chana. Says Tosis, that's the exact correct girsa. Rabba Bar Chana, Garcina. As opposed to what we find often in Shas, the E, Rabba Bar Chana. So if it were him, then that would mean, Imken Hoya Ben Benosu Chana. Chana, as we'll soon see in the bottom of the Amud, was a brother of Avchia. And if you're going to say it's Rabba Bar Bar Chana, it means he was a grandson of Chana. But that can't be, because V'hacha Mashma Deben Achiv Shir Avchia Haya. From the Gemara that we'll see coming up, it's clear that he was a nephew of Avchia, a son of Chana, who was a brother of Avchia. So he's clearly a nephew of Avchia, and so he's Bar Chana, not Bar Bar Chana. Mashma Deben Achiv Shir Avchia Haya. The Chana Achiv Shir Avchia Haykidu Kamon. Again, that's from the next story in the Gemara. Avol Rabba Barba Chana de Bekulishas Haya Bimei Rab Yochanan. There's another person named Rabba Barba Chana, and he would have been therefore the grandson of Chana, Barbar Chana, son of the son of Chana, not the son of Chana, Rabba Bar Chana, like an Agamar, but Rabba Barbar Chana, and he was Bisman Rab Yochanan, Uben Benosu Chana. Barbar. Okay. So that was his yichus, Barbar Chana, the grandson. The Yesh Meforshim, the same Aviv Bar Chana. Some learn that Rabba Barbar Chana, it's not the pshat that he was a grandson of the same Chana who was a brother of Avchia. No. He was a person whose father's name was Bar Chana. So it's not son of the son of Chana as much as the son of, quote, the name being Bar Chana. But Tosfos, that's not correct. V'lo yitachen k'dama b'mochitz hasfina ko bar chana sichsa. That's the famous, all those legends that you hear about. Rabbi Baruch Hanna was the traveler, these strange Gemaras, the Gadatas in Amokas Sfina. You know what I'm referring to, no? A lot of these Gemaras, I don't want to use the word tall tales, because there's a lot of depth to these Gemaras, and there's Pirushim of the Gra and of the Rishonim, Al Derech Sod, and all kinds of things. So we're talking about tremendous inyanim. But if you read the Gemaras Kipshuto, you get a very strange feeling. Like, you know, what comes to mind is like a tall tale. It's like all these stories about the encounters that he found here and there, and the strange things that he describes. So they're like a whole long series, string of stories, of Rabbi Baruch Hanna stories. One of those stories, it talks about, he says he saw the Meisei Midbar, and he wanted to check their tzitzis to see the machokis, the Sambisil, about how many tchutin or tcheles and so on. So he ended up taking a piece, but then he had to put it back, and they told him that you have to put it back, I understand, but you should have at least looked. So they were making fun of him, and they said, Kol Rabba Chamra, every Rabba is like a donkey, was like an insult, and every barchana is sikhsa, which is a word for meaning shota. That's the Gemara. So what does Tosa see in that Gemara? Ko barchana sikhsa, so you see, so what does that mean? If the Pshat was his father's name was barchana, so why would it be an insult to say bar barchana sikhsa? The answer is because his name was not, it's not his father was Bar Chana. It's like he was a grandson of Chana. So Bar Bar is like, they were making fun of the way it sounded, son of son, like Bar Bar. Look to Maram. Maram says maybe he's maybe better. That's what Tosis Raya was. If you look at the Bach and Agamar, you see the Bach is Mitzayin Artosis. In Agamar, you wouldn't know this whole Torah about what is Bar Bar, what is his name exactly. The Maram here explains. It's the beginning of the Maram. The Rashba wrote a whole Chiddush Yagadus on this Gemara and the Gra and many. You could write a book. Maybe how they are books. Just to go through the stories. The Nesivis wrote a parish called Emes Yaakov and Agadus Hashas. He has a number of entries on the stories here. He has one particular one which is, they say, that was like prophetic. He talks about post Mashiach's time, there's going to be a point where the Ishmaelim are going to be subdued by the Jews, and then they're going to rebel and they're going to try to create their own state. And he reads it into the Gemara. Yeah, it's amazing. You read the Nesivis, Emes Yaakov, and he says, and if not for Mashiach being right around the corner, we would have all sunk. He talks about one of the Pshatim there in the Gemara. Anyway, for another time, look at the Maram. Yeah, so Tosu says, Rabba Barba Chana Gasina Ben Beno Shulchana Hayol Chana Shnei Banim Ha'echad Ha'yinikvach Rabba V'Hasheni Hayolo Shem Acher Osu Sheni, he had a son by the name of Rabba, which was the same name as his uncle. Okay, Yesh Mefarshim Shem Avi Bar Chana V'lo Yitachin. Nearly Kavanah said Tosu to Zeh. First of all, what does Tosu want? This is just pshat wise. What does Tosu want by bringing Yesh Mefarshim? So he explains that this Rama, this is what Pshat Tosfos means by bringing in the and how he rejects that you can't say Bar Bar Chana means son of Bar Chana. If the Pshat is that he's the son of Chana, so he's being called the grandson of Chana. Asi Shapir the Gemara there that they told him call Abba. Abba is Rabba. Rabba is Rabba Abba. Rabba Abba is like Ravina is Rabba Avina. Rabba is Rabba Abba. So they told him, every Abba Chamra, which is an insult, Sherabahu Rababa, right? The Cho Bar Bar Chana, meaning, Shu Ben Beno Shulchana, the Nikra Al Shema Biyaviv, Hu Sikhsa Perushota. In other words, the fact that you're calling yourself by your grandfather. Interesting, you find that in Chumash, Hayidatim Eslavan Ben Nochor, right? He's called by his grandfather, Abisuel. Perushota, Shahayadam Zelilag, Shalya Nikra Bar Bar Hashem Avi Ovid. Maybe the way it sounded, or just because, I don't know exactly, the way it sounded, or because how come you're not Miyachis after your father? Lo Yodea. He says, Gam Efshu Haya Bimei Moshin Zesha Bar Bar Lag. Shoshot, bar bar, just sounded funny. Okay, so they made fun of him because he's bar bar, son of the son of. No, so that, okay, whatever, it was in their name, that was it. Avo, he have appears to Shem Avim Haya Bar Chana, and can have a Kelam, Rabba Bar Shimon. Rabba, son of Shimon, Rabba, the son of, quote, Bar Chana. O Bar Ruben, Shaya Shem Avim Haya Bar Chana, we can Malag Haya, but Zesh Amru, Ko Bar Bar Chana Sikhsa, Mali Bar Bar Chana, O Bar Ruben. So that's basically what Tosis means, according to Maran. That the fact that they could make fun of his name of being Bar Bar Chana must mean that Bar, it's not son of Bar Chana, it's son of the son of Chana, so the Bar Bar, Miyachis yourself to the grandfather, and the way it sounded, son, son, so they thought that was silly, and they were using it as an insult. Okay, so you see that it's Rabba's son of the son of Chana, and that's not what we have here in our Gemara. This story was Rabba Bar Chana, and he had a nephew that had also the name Rabba. He had a sibling who had a child that had the name of Rabba too, and that's the story in Bava Basra. Clear. Moshe.
According to the Gemara, isn't the Gemara in Bava Basra, doesn't it explain why they're making fun of them, like, right afterwards?
What?
Baruch Hanna Sirsan, because you should have, like, said this, or you should have done, like...
Yeah, no, that was saying, you see your name even shows that you did something that wasn't intelligent. Okay, but, I mean, they were stuffing him for what he did, but they also were using the name as... Okay, next story. This is already a Lumbishatosis. Now, Kitna Vishusa may Abba Mari, the Abba Mari may Rav. Okay, so what do we have here? That the Gemara has now Kasha further. So you're telling me, Lo Mahani, the Eretz Yisrael doesn't help for Bavel. In fact, the Gemara, what about the following? Rabba bar Rav Huna. Now we have another person. Rabba son of Rav Huna. When he would be quarreling with Reish Galusa, he would stand up to them, he would say, I don't need you, I don't need to come unto you, because, you know, I didn't get my authority other from you. Rather, Nakitna Rishisa me Abba Mari. Who's Abba Mari? Rav Huna. The Abba Mari me Rav. And Rav Huna, we know, was a Talmud of Rav. He got from Rav and Tilus Rishus. But Rav me Rav Chia. Rav got from Rav Chia Rishus. Ladin Rav Chia me Rabbi. And this was his way of showing them up. And you see, therefore, that it does work for Bavel, even though his Rishus came from Eretz Yisrael through the chain back to Rebbe. The Gemara answers, yeah, in a Chinami, it wouldn't work, but he was just trying to put them in a place. Okay. Now, what do you see in this Tos, in this Gemara? Tos is an important Chidush. Perush, what does it mean here? Nakid Nereshus Ami Abba Mari Ba Abba Mari. So you could have learned in two, as the Maram explains, you could learn this two ways. You could say that the Reshus that he got was from Rebbe. Each one was just conveying the it was conveyed back to Rebbe. Rebbe conveyed back the Rishus that he was granting him, which means he was a contemporary. In other words, his Rishus came from the Nasi, from Rebbe. But he didn't directly have the interaction with Rebbe, so it went back, passed up to Rebbe, Rebbe passed it back down. But that's not, Tosfos wants you to know Lafuke that. That's how Rebbe Yonah and Rivas in that same tshuva. They want to learn it with something like that. Tosfos says, no. Perush. The Abba Mari Nata Rishus Meirav. Not Abba Mari requested the Rishus for Rabba Bar Huna from Rab, and Rab requested it further up, and then it went to Rebbe, and Rebbe granted it, and then was passed back along, but it was Rebbe's Rishus. No. That's what the Maram explains. That's Tosfos wants you to understand. It's not that. Right, today shelo tavin, as the Maram says, the lo adam akid rishus me abba mori, the mori me rab me avchia me rabbi, hayakov is man echad, the imken koan the tilos rishus ba me rabbi atzma. And if that would be the pshat, then what would that suggest? What do you have to do that way? Because it has to go ultimately back to the source, which means that avchia levado, rab levado, avchia levado, lo yochel itim rishus. He says, no, it's not that way. They were not bisman echad. But you see a chiddush that misha yeshka v'shus yochel itim v'shus, and it also goes on to say because it's not mistaken that he actually lived at the same time as Rebbe. So perish Abba Mari nata v'shus may rav. And what does that show? The misha yeshka v'shus yochel itim v'shus. So someone who got v'shus has memela the power to give v'shus to someone else. Where do we find a precedent for that? We're talking to two v'shus here. ki inyan simatzino in dini knasav. The misha was samuch, yachol lismoch. The yavre reshusa ben dini knasav. Kedar minan and daf yud gimel. V'ram zachor osu ish katov there, the Yehuda. Zudan bava there. So mole hu batku dini knasav. In other words, the chain would have been lost if not for someone who was a samuch who made sure to transmit smicha to someone else. What do you see by smicha? Someone who's a samuch has the natural authority to be able to be master of someone else. So Tosis is equating now the Tzilas Rishus with smicha. And that's what you see over here. Let's finish the Tosis. The Afal Pisho Hitzrach Rabchia Gita Rishus Me Rebbe Bishvil Rabba Barchana the Rav. Now, the question, if that's correct, so why do we see in the next Gemara that Rav Chia needed to get Rishus from Rebbe regarding his nephew? And regarding Rav, that's Mamish we'll see Sunday, the next Gemara. So L'chaira, he didn't have to. If he had Smicha from Rebbe, and not Smicha, and he hadn't to Rishus from Rebbe, so let him give that over to his nephew that, from him. So the answer is, Shema Be'iro Sherebi Haya, he was in Rebbe's city, Be'iro Lai Rashay Adam, we can Rishus El Rebbe. See, kind of amazed these ideas that within the Rebbe's domain, so then you defer to the Rebbe to do. Okay, that and that's the pshat, and all this is clear. What would be the alternative to say no, that the smicha came from Rebbe directly to Rabba Bar Rav Huna? But if that would be true, that would make Rabba Bar Rav Huna a contemporary of Rebbe. So it's not so. The Rabba Bar Rav Huna hayavi mei Rebbe. Okay, so if it's not that he was a contemporary, that means that he got smicha from someone who got smicha, who got into his rishus, and so on and so on. But what is very difficult in Sfarah here, in this Tosis? What needs to be dealt with? Tosis is saying, I think, a tremendous chidush. Because Tosis is equating, and this is, again, the issue that we flirted with. Netilas rishus is our sugya. Smicha is a different sugya. Smicha is daf yud gimel. This Rishus is a very specific inyan. It's Gabi being part of Melishalem, according to the Rambam, Lodanai Dekfiya. But this is not seemingly the same thing as Smicha. Certainly by Resh Galusa it's not, right? Resh Galusa, we saw yesterday in numerous places, right? In the Iri and the Mirshim Rambam, the Resh Galusa could not give Dine for Dine Knas, it's not Sheikhas. This is a special din of Tilas Rishus at the Beis Din Hefker. Presumably that by Nasi it's the same thing, by Eretz Yisrael it's the same thing. It's a different halach. No, what is Tosis saying? That we see by smicha, someone who's a samuch can nemelo give over to someone else's smicha. So too, by the Tilas Rishus. Seemingly there could be a fundamental difference in Havana here. Why? Who can give me a svara, l'chalik, between smicha and Tilas Rishus? Why should smicha be different, that there a samuch could be masmich? Give me a simple svar. Why? What is smicha? Smicha is a chain. And smicha is a transformation of the person. That they're now a different person. Back to Yeshua. He has now the inyan called smicha. He has in him the spirit. The spirit of what smicha represents is a different person. Nepach li'ishacher. The person now has in it that transformation that smicha represents. So memela, it can go on. That's the natural chain of smicha. However, when we deal with our sugya, the tilas rishus, presumably it's not the same inyan as smicha. It's something else. What is it? It's the inyan that you can be part of milishalem, should you make a mistake. It's some kind of an inyan of hefker based in hefker that will impact on what will be when you make a mistake. That's the simple thing. So that chayra, you should say, you got to go to the root, you got to go to the source, to the koach of Hefka Beis, and Hefka resides in the Beis Galusa, resides in the Nasi, in the Machokik, in the Shevet, each one with his jurisdiction. But to say that I can go to someone who went to that person, why? Mechates. So this, I want you to think about this over Shabbos, because it really has, you know, you have to know how to answer this question, Tosis. And you have to know one other thing. Tosis said this by the case of Rebbe. What was the Tilas Rishus from the Nasi? Would Tosfos have said the same thing within the chain of the Tilas Rishus and Resh Galus? What would you think? Seemingly yes. You're shaking your head. No. Maybe there's a fundamental difference between Tzibris Veshuas Minasi, which is more of within the notion called Smicha. You're thinking of a Rashi in that base on the base, maybe, no? No, you're not? We mentioned a Rashi yesterday, no? What did Rashi say about Mumchen, Smuchen? What did Rashi bring in defining Smicha? What did Rashi say? No, it's just Minasi, that's A. Wow, that's a Rashi. So maybe the Tzibris Veshuas Minasi does have something to do with Smicha. Whereas maybe Tosas never would have said it by the Reish Gula. So there in Chanami, you're going to have to go right to the source. Again, this requires careful thought. You have a lot to think about over Shabbos. This Inyan, this Tosas. And then we'll go on. And there's more to come in the next Gemara too. Okay, we'll say a little thought on the Parsha. Adios. Next word, stuff.